playing sad and it's on repeat. Call me here hoping you see my snap, cause I'm not ready for us to ride, no.
Don't play games with my heart, ooh-ee. Now the feels hit me differently. When the hidden is deep, don't play, don't play.
Anne-Marie, KSI, Digital Farm Animals. It is 17 minutes to 7, and there's just been some drama in studio because Chloe just explained to Matapelo what this European Super League nonsense is about, and Mati is now touched.
Yeah, no, she has now become such a huge advocate. But basically, I was also using, you know, some of the local clubs to explain to Mati that if, for instance, an Orlando Pirates were to be relegated from the PSL, they would still have a seat at the Super League. So they don't necessarily have to finish in the top four when we look at the UEFA to compete. And that is where it becomes more problematic, because there was an instance, I think it was the 2015-2016 season, where Leicester City won, and they now had an opportunity to compete in the UEFA, but that will never ever happen for the likes of Leicester, because they don't have that guaranteed seat. Although with the Super League, they have said that there will be five spots that can be competed for, but they haven't really explained how that is going to happen.
So it's drawing a line in the sand, right? And it's a random line, because in 5 years' time, some clubs that are big now might really be smaller.
Yep.
5 years ago, Liverpool was not a good team.
Yeah.
But now they're just saying, right now, we're going to choose that these are the 12 clubs that for the rest of history are always going to get the most money, get to play in this league. And the vast majority of... Because the beautiful thing about football, which makes it different from the American sports, is that it's all one league table, which means you can be a tiny club. Manchester City was in the fourth division. They were not even in the top 100 soccer clubs in England 15 years ago.
Yep.
They've climbed all the way to the top. That's really beautiful. Can't happen now with the Super League.
Exactly.
And people are extremely upset on the WhatsApp line, actually. Let's go to Tessa first.
Okay, so basically the European Super League, it's been confirmed, it's happening, and it's been announced.
Yes.
And it's going to be the destruction of football.
Wow.
There's 12 founding clubs that have formed an elite league. They're looking for three more clubs.
I don't think this is Tessa. I think this might be Tessa's kid, but I don't. It's cool. It's good.
But they haven't got them yet. These 12 clubs are the top clubs in Europe, and they formed this league with FIFA. No, this is.
So it's not that. Not with FIFA.
It's a separate
organization.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's incredibly ridiculous, Montebello. And I say this embarrassed as a Spurs fan. Because we have never won the European Champions League. Arsenal's not even been in the Champions League for a while. And now we get to be in this competition ahead of great clubs from other countries who are champions. You know what I mean?
I'm not okay. Remember that hug that I said you guys need? I think I need it now that I've truly understood. Because it's like you're killing the spirit of football. Like, you know how you guys get so excited, you know, the uncertainty, the, like, you don't know what to expect.
Sure.
It almost like takes it away, and I'm not even a football fan and I'm upset. So what do we do to stop them? There's nothing we can do.
These are some of the richest people in the whole world. They've
but
got
can
so
I
much
be
money.
The devil's advocate here and say, is it okay for UEFA then to have monopoly? Can't we have another league that rivals UEFA? You know, so maybe this could be correct, you know, and I'm being the devil's advocate here, please.
But it's run by the clubs, which means the clubs fight for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You need a competition that fights for all the clubs. And listen, people are disagreeing with you on the WhatsApp line.
Well,
so
no,
fine.
I don't agree with Koli at all. The Super Cup is basically a ticket for some of the teams that are actually underperforming at the moment. I mean, your Liverpool drew with Leeds United. Leeds literally got into the Premier League this season. Your Tottenham and your Arsenal might not even be in the Champions League next.
As a Spurs fan, we're definitely not going to be in the Champions League next year.
So forget about being the biggest clubs. These teams are literally not even earning the right to be there. at the current moment. And on top of that, in terms of it being a business, the business.
So Holly was saying a few minutes ago, surely the clubs that make the most money should be allowed to make more of the most money. Surely that's in their interest to do so. So this is in response to that.
The output is customer satisfaction. If you don't meet that, then what's the point? Mm-hmm. And the reason why these teams have become so powerful, these top six, for example, from the UK, it's mainly because we gave them, as supporters and as the Football Association, they gave them the power to be able to be more privatized. And that's understandable, but you need to use that responsibly. You can't just keep increasing the gap between yourself and the rest of the teams. How is that a healthy environment? How is it?
And there are some leagues, I know we're getting deep into soccer and business now, but there are some leagues where they stop that. So in Germany, for example, a 49% stake of the club must be owned by fans. Mm. And that stops clubs from becoming overly business-minded and forgetting the fans. And that's probably why there are no German clubs in the Super League right now, because Bayern Munich are one of the most successful teams ever. Borussia Dortmund are iconic. RB Leipzig are doing really well, but there's no way their fans would have allowed them to do this. So it's really interesting. And if you have glazed eyes right now in the traffic and it's endangering your